There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Let's go! This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Okay, we're back, kids. Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM. We welcome you in. Of course, Michael Lombardi in Jersey. We'll get him up in just a second. I'm Patrick Maher here in Vegas. And our strategy, what we do is we dip out after Monday for 2 days and wait for the NFL news dump. And then we come back on Thursday as plenty to get to with the NFL coming up here in just a little bit. Couple things we're going to get Michael on in just a second. I wanted to give a shout out. For $19, you can get our spring special right now, which the Major League Baseball betting guide, Adam Burke, has done an amazing job along with Mackinnon and the whole crew. Today, AL Central is up. We're going to start rolling that out. It's tremendous. Also, the Masters betting guide. Remember, the Masters is coming up in a week, and then the NFL draft betting guide is going to drop on April 25th, all for $19.99 right now. Just go to VSiN.com, and you can check it out. Those guides are invaluable, just such great information. And then another big news dump as we welcome you in, and Michael's here as well. Lombardi Line is what you can watch here on VSiN, but also GM Shuffle. Some huge news across the board. Shout to Michael and Femi, a great guy.
Yeah.
Congratulations, and I believe the first episode dropping today.
It is, and certainly I don't want to insult you or be a slap. I would have loved to have you been our co-host, but I think the overlapping of us 5 days a week created the – so we had a separated and excited to have Femi.
He's the best.
Is the third generation of GM Shuffle. We started out at GM Street with the great Tate Frazier. Then we moved to the Shuffle with Adnan, and this is fun. We had a good time, and it was a lot to talk about. We could have gone for 3 hours. I mean – Stephen Baum was cutting us short, so it was good. It's good to be here on Thursday. It's good to be back. It's good to be working for Stephen Baum every day. I can't thank you enough.
Oh, you are a lucky man. The one thing I will say is, I don't know if you heard me, we had some technical issues at the beginning, but you and I have this great strategy. On Monday, we dip out for 2 days. And then we wait for this NFL news dump, and then we come back on Thursday. I mean, can this league is unbelievable with the Arians news and the playoff rules. So we'll get to those coming up in just a bit. But I wanted to mention, where can everybody find GM Shuffle? Still available wherever you can find your podcast, correct?
Right, exactly. Yeah, and if you belong, we're on the feed stayed the same. So all you have to do is just look. It'll be a new episode. It should be up momentarily. We recorded it. We even have the Bruce Arians news, which was not shocking, as we talked about before. And, we should be able to get caught up. And now every Thursday, the GM Shuffle will be going. During when I'm out there with you for Super Bowl, Patrick, because
yes,
and I are going to be doing shows together, I think we're going to do a bunch of GM Shuffles to kind of get ready for the betting market on the draft.
No, I think it's exciting. And as we, Femi, who's been a great addition to the team, not just at VSiN, but now with the podcast, such a nice guy. So
tremendous.
It's going to be great.
And, Patrick, like you, he had to pass the test. remember in Diner where the girl, before she could marry the guy, had to pass the Baltimore Colts history test? Yeah. You know, she sat there and studied it. Well, Femi had to pass the Sopranos test, which he's doing really well. He answered the first question good. But more importantly than passing that test, I thought he had to make sure that he wasn't in the Mitchell Trubisky camp, like Mike North from Chicago, who thinks Trubisky's going to turn it on. And we threw through that through flying colors, so it was good. So we've off to a good start on agreement on one player.
Now, I did hear a rumor that Femi had he started in advance of starting the podcast with you, he started to go all in on Sopranos. I don't think he had watched it before. So he's now getting it with fresh eyes, which is incredible. I mean, I've watched the whole series probably four times. Whenever I'm bored, I throw that on. But this is perfect as Femi starts to binge Sopranos into GM Shuffle. I think that works out well.
No doubt.
The 76ers Pistons coming up tonight. We'll get to that in just a little bit. Five in the association. By the
Thank God. Thank God we were not on Tuesday after that Monday night debacle against the Bucks. And so I'm on the phone. This tells you you've got to be careful when you're on talking to people. And I apologize for my earpiece dangling down, but I have a shorter cord today. You know, I was on the phone talking to one of my NBA guys, and I'm complaining loudly about certain coaches for certain teams. You fill in the blanks. And that game the other night was just so much about what's wrong with this team. They can't beat good teams. They have no bench. And instead of playing and developing young talent, Doc puts Millsap out there knowing it's going to be a disaster, knowing it's going to be an absolute disaster. I mean, Millsap's career got rejuvenated when he got thrown into the trade for a salary cap. He wasn't playing for the Nets. Now all of a sudden he's playing. I mean, think about it.
I did not mean to trigger
John
you.
John Galay was helping on the pod. He said, "Can you eliminate the conversation? Can we get started?" You know, he got me going. I'm sorry. I apologize.
That was my
fault.
It's
a good thing we were off, though. I would have gone off on
that,
a tangent.
That was my
good
fault. I triggered Michael Lombardi. And also, by the way, you know who's pissed after the game? Embiid. We'll get to that in just a little bit. The news of the day, though, because we haven't got the news here on VSiN, and that is Bruce Arians, 69 years old. He steps up to the front office. Todd Bowles. Yeah. Not only is Todd Bowles getting the job, I think he got a 5-year extension. And so, you and I, we've talked about the smoke when Brady was coming back. The first question I asked you is, what's up with Arians? And now we have the answer.
Yeah, well, I mean, I thought when Brady retired, Arians should have retired, should have passed. I thought all along during Todd Bowles' recruitment as a head coach that the Bucks should have just named him the coach in waiting. I didn't know what Bruce was waiting for. You know, I mean, when you watch Bruce coach on the game during game day, I mean, look at him in that picture. He looks like they wouldn't let him in a bank building dressed like that. There's no chance. I mean, you know, I mean, he looks like he's going to blow up a whole building. I mean, the way he's strapped in there. But I think, look. Bruce and Brady, for all this conspiracy theories, and you know, Patrick, I'm a huge conspiracy theory guy, but I don't think Brady was on the sixth floor at the school book depository. I don't think he was waiting for Arians to turn down Houston onto Elm. I don't think this is a triangular configuration. I think this clearly was Bruce just saying, "You're going to give me a cushier job than the one I have? Sure, why not? I'll take it." He went full into Frank Pantangeli, sure, why not? I'll go ahead and do whatever they tell me to do. And I think that's what he did. And Bowles, to me, even though he was 20-54 as a coach of the 24-40 as a coach of the Jets, I think this is a great move for him. I think he's got the respect of the locker room. He's got respect of the team. And I think he and Brady together, because they're both from the same school of understanding football, Bowles from the Parcells school, Brady from the Belichick school, I think they'll hit it off well.
So we talked about the smoke with Arians and whether or not he was going to step down. Now, Bowles gets the job. What I had heard, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, what I had heard was when he tore the Achilles, that being not a player, that being Arians, that he was less present and he wasn't as involved. And what would happen is Brady and Leftwich would get together and come up with a game plan. And then Arians would come and just redline everything. And that was starting to get frustrating for Leftwich and Brady. Is that substantial at all?
I think this, and I wrote about it today for VSiN.com, and I think ultimately it really is. I said this as a compliment towards Arians. I think Arians understood that Brady wanted to do certain things within the offense. And during that Super Bowl era, during that run, you know, I think he backed off, whether it was the Achilles or whatever. But I think you could start to see on tape Brady's favorite Patriot plays. They were now running them. They still threw it down the field more than probably they did in New England, without a doubt than they did in New England, but they were starting to get the concepts of what Brady, the plays Brady wanted to run. And that's smart coaching. I mean, do what your best player tells to do. And as that has evolved further into this last year, they were really running the Patriot offense. As much as Bruce didn't say they were, they clearly were. You could watch it on the tape. Everybody in the league knew it, you know, and they still had the ability to throw it. Obviously, Godwin became a really good player and Brady's confidant in that offense. Evans became the down the field, and with Howard and Gronk inside, you know, to go along with Brady, they were really good. So, look, all you need to know, especially for those who follow our network, is the betting odds didn't move when Bruce retired.
No, they didn't move. No. There is no change in the odds. We can actually throw up the NFC South odds, where prohibitive favorites with the Bucks, you got to lay $3 to win a dollar. The Saints, your second betting favorite at 5-1. The Falcons 10, and then the Panthers 12-1. But as Michael just said, we're a betting network. How does this impact us in the market? Arians stepping down or stepping up? It doesn't change anything.
No, it doesn't. And look, here's the reality. They've got six games, the Bucks, Todd Bowles as the head coach. They have six games against Marcus Mariota, as of now, Sam Darnold. And Jameis Winston. So they've got six games against those quarterbacks as of right now. And then they play the AFC West, which will be hard. And they play the AFC North. Okay, that'll be hard too. And they play Green Bay. So I wrote today, and I want to ask you this question. What do you think Vinny, when he comes on, we'll ask him, probably too early, what do you think he'll set the Bucks win total number at for next year?
It's interesting you say that, because Matt Santos and I were scheming behind the scenes. There is one shop in town that today, was it today, Santos? Today dropped their season win totals. Vinny, the strategy here at the South Point is completely different. They're going to wait until after the draft and, you know, probably another month.
Which Vinny knows that's a lie. Vinny knows the draft has no impact on those win totals. None whatsoever. He knows this. He's too smart. He knows that. That draft is for the 23 draft totals, well, not the 22 draft
totals. I'm not going to give you the answer, but I'm going to have you guess. What do you think?
I wrote today. Okay. I wrote a column this morning at 6:30, and I put 11.5 as the win total for the Bucks.
I'm sorry. Did you say 11.5?
Yes.
You're a sharp man, Michael Lombardi. I'm not going to tell you whether you're right or wrong, but I'm going to tell you you're right. So 11.5 is the number for the Bucks this year. There's two teams in the NFC.
I did not look at it. I promise you, I didn't look at it. I just figured, look, to me, here's what it is. The book's going to say they're going to go 6-0 within their division, or 5-1, worst case scenario, right? 5-1. That means if they go 5-1, they've got to go 7-4. They've got to go 7-4 outside a very, very tough schedule outside that. The North and the West, AFC North, AFC West, plus Green Bay. That's hard to do. That's why I got to 12 would be hard. That's why I think they posted 11.5.
This particular shop has three teams set at 11.5, two in the NFC, one in the AFC. I think Michael Lombardi just nailed one of them. We continue. It's the Lombardi Line. Just getting started. Overtime rules next here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
All right, it's time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app. It's BetMGM Sports. All your favorite wagering options, in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today. Stop by any MGM casino on the strip. Bring that state-issued ID. Open an account. Start placing sports bets anywhere in Nevada. BetMGM.com or download the app. I love the app because the interface, you know, I tell you all the time. Anyway, got to be 21 years or older. If you have a gambling problem, it's 1-800-522-4700. You just mentioned he's Michael Lombardi, of course. I'm Patrick Maher. This is the Lombardi Line. This is VSiN. You just mentioned you wrote this morning for VSiN.com. You got the podcast back, GM Shuffle. You got your show, Lombardi Line, and your Cooge's number one fan. See, that's the problem I have, is I think maybe a little bit of your time is going to come away from Cooge's TikTok because you're too busy.
No, I was watching him today. How about Cooge? Well, how he's moving up in the world. Now he's advertising for the Fox show. There's a rat in the kitchen. I just saw that. He posted that. Meanwhile, Millie, thank you very much, Millie. She corrected me. I said that the Bucks play the AFC West. They play the NFC West next year. They play Arizona, San Francisco, San Francisco, and the Rams, and those teams. So I made that mistake.
I didn't catch.
I want to correct
Millie,
myself.
And I'm guessing Millie knows because there's a team down there with the Panthers that also in division. So she's all.
Yeah,
over
she
it.
Knew that. But they also play They also play Green Bay and Kansas City as their two first place opponents. So not only do they have the North, the AFC North. They have the two first place opponents in the West and the NFC North, along with the AFC the AFC North. So they have a tough schedule, and that's why I put it at 11.5.
Well, shout to Millie, and I'm guessing that's not the first and won't be the last time that she's corrected you. Is that fair?
Let's see, what time is it today? 12:15.
No, I didn't say. Yeah. I'm not trying to
over
start
under
drama.
It, the over and under might go over at 4 today. I'm sure of that. Yeah, usually I mess up. I mess up a lot. Trust me.
Shout to Millie. Overtime rules. Feels like an overreaction. No, we had the epic game with the Bills in Kansas City, and all of a sudden we got to change it. So guarantees each team's going to get a possession. Just change for the postseason, not change for the regular season. Your reaction.
I mean, I think it's a reaction to social media. I mean, look, if Buffalo could manage 13 seconds, that we wouldn't be having this conversation. We wouldn't even be talking about it. It wouldn't have changed. I mean, Cincinnati couldn't have voted for it. I don't think Mike Brown voted for it. It was fine for Mike Brown. He played three really good plays defensively, turned the ball over from Patrick Mahomes, and won the game. I mean, look, Detroit and Pittsburgh, was that pretty to the eye to see who won? No. But it went, look, we're talking player safety on one hand. Okay, that's what we're talking about all the time. And yet we're talking about extending the game and give both teams a chance with the football. Is that player safety? Is that fair? I don't think so. And if it's only good for the playoffs, does that minimize the game? I mean, look, George Halas had 42 ties in his career. There's nothing wrong with a tie. You know, now during that era when Curly Lambeau and those guys were coaching, there wasn't a lot of offensive explosive plays. I get that. But to me, you know, there is some accountability for your defense to make a stop.
I totally agree with you, and not changing the regular season. Also, one head coach offered a prediction about how the new modified rule for postseason only says many teams that get the ball first and score a touchdown are going to go for two rather than allowing the second team to do it and end the game. Do you agree with that?
Right. Which then we should, if they do that, if that's going to be the strategy, then we should just play the overtime rules of the college.
Right.
You know?
So,
which is to me ridiculous because you're taking away special teams. You have no value. Like all of a sudden now the game becomes just, now it's a inside the red zone game, which is great. But there is special teams a factor in these games too.
So I know Tomlin had mentioned he wanted to just go back the old school ways. Did you hear from coaches? Is this something that most coaches were on board with? Where were they with this?
I think coaches are on board with, the ones that I talk to are on board with, look, whoever scores first should win the game. I mean, it's the other. I mean, look, most of my friends are defensive coaches in the league, you know, so they're like, okay, well, the defense has got to stop them. I don't think anybody feels like, okay, make the rules easy for the defense. I mean, if you're good enough on defense, if you've got a world-class defense that's hard to play, you know, you want to be able to win the game with your defense.
If you're mitigating,
I get that. I get that it's hard to play great defense the way the rules are set up. But we keep making rules for the offense.
If you're mitigating the importance of special teams and defense, there's a dude up in New England that's just going to quit.
Yeah,
about that. I mean,
right? It's ridiculous. I mean, yeah. I mean, the value that you have with the kicking game does play into effect. The special teams players you have, what you can do, how you can control field position. I mean, look, if the Bills kick the ball in bounds and make Pringle return the ball, they only have to defend Mahomes for two plays.
I think you said it best. It was an outrage on social, and it's just so interesting how much social is impacting day to day what these leagues are doing. The NBA is so impacted by social, and
oh,
I think
so
the outrage on social during that postseason game, it really, to me, complete overreaction. Again, they're not going to change anything for the regular season, thank goodness, but the postseason, each team guaranteed a possession, and that's where we sit. And that's it. Now, but the only question is, there's only limited options. So you and I are going to come in next, Thursday. What else can happen in this league? I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, there's going to be more. I would assume that Baker Mayfield's going to go trade it somewhere. I mean, I know everybody said that Andrew Berry said, we're going to play this out. Same thing they said about Jimmy Garoppolo. But at some point, there's going to have to be some movement here. You know what's fascinating? I was getting ready to write an article, Patrick, about the quarterbacks in the draft. And I was researching before the Bruce Arians news came out. I was researching quarterbacks drafted since the year 2000 in the first round. There's been 65 of them, right? There has only been one draft since 2000. Up to 21 that has had only there has never been a draft that didn't have a quarterback picked in the first round.
Right.
There's only been two that have had one. That was 2000 with Chad Pennington, and that was 2013 with E.J. Manuel. All the other time there have been two. Now the problem is when you peel back the layer and you look at this and you say, well, there's going to be two quarterbacks picked in the first round. Okay, if you want to bet that, that's great. But to me, this is a unique year in the NFL. And I don't know if you look at these numbers and the data when really only 17 quarterbacks that have of the 65 have really been elite players, franchise-worthy players. What are your odds of making the pick really good? It's 25%. Like, if you're going to take a guy who you're not sure about, let's say Kenny Pickett, and your odds going into this thing are 25%, what do you think those odds are?
Well, one thing I will ask you is because the Panther, I don't know if your Panther insider Millie is still there, but you know the Panthers do have the sixth overall pick this year. They don't have a second and third because they traded those away last year for Darnold. However, the GM down there in Carolina said, you got to take a chance sometime on these quarterbacks. So I don't know if that's posturing at six, but it does appear, it looks like the Panthers could make a move at six, and they're going to be reaching for a quarterback there.
They'd be definitely reaching. They need a left tackle. Because unless they get the defense to promise that they'll count to five Mississippi when they play the Panthers, I don't care who plays quarterback for them. They can't block. I mean, their offensive line last year was one of the reasons why, along with Sam Darnold's inability to protect the football. But their offensive line, now they've corrected it. They've signed Austin Corbett. They're going to play right guard. They signed Bradley Bozeman to play center. But now Cameron Ewing at left tackle or Brady Christensen, I mean, that's not going to cut it. They're going to need to get better there. They're going to need to get better in that area. And this draft at six will offer a legitimate left tackle for them to pick. Now, to me, you know, maybe they could move Christian McCaffrey for a pick because, look, they've built an offense around a running back who never stays healthy. I mean, he never's healthy, not
never.
On the field.
Never.
And so you can't run that offense with him. He has to be a supplement, not the feature. This is one of the issues when you take a guy and you pay him like this, like Zeke. They have to be weapons on all different downs. And McCaffrey can't stay healthy. That's his biggest issue. He could be a weapon on every down. He just can't stay healthy.
Let's throw up that draft order again. And I mentioned at the top of the show, we've got our draft guide more and more with each year, each passing. First off, the draft gets bigger every year. It's going to be over here right down the road with gondolas this year, but also betting on the draft gets bigger every year. So again, we're going to have that guide dropping to help you out here at VSiN. But how about the Giants sitting pretty, Michael, at 5-7? Remember last year they moved back because they missed out on their receiver, ended up taking Tony and moved. Wasn't it Fields? Yeah. The Chicago trade, right? With the Giants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yep, the Giants are sitting pretty.
Back. They were going to, yeah. And they got Tony, who, well, we'll see what he can do. And, you know, but I mean, look, the Giants have all needs. I mean, they got to fix their defense. Their talent level is that of a bad team. Their talent level is a 4-13 team. There's no denying it. They need to pick and revamp their offensive line. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
100%.
I don't think they'll extend Barkley. I really don't. I think they'll let Barkley, I don't think they'll use those cap dollars on Barkley. I think they'll let Barkley walk.
I still can't believe they drafted him 2 overall. I mean,
yeah,
again, you can't be doing that. It's not. Anyway, Jags 1, Lions 2, Texans 3, but the Panthers are going to be fascinating there if they do reach. I think you're going to have 3 in the first round. I do. I think Corral's going to end up going first round. Pickett's going to go first round, and Willis is going to go first round. That is fascinating. And you can read about it, like Michael said, over at vsin.com. Okay, can we get those season win totals up, Maliulo? He's going to join us next. No jacket, no season win totals, but we're going to put his feet to the fire next here at Lombardi Line on a Thursday. It's VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
You're listening to the Lombardi Line on VSIN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Let's play 2. Opening day coming up April 7th. We've got you covered. Get everything you need to bet on baseball this season. 24/7 streaming, daily best bet emails, Maliulo, including advice, data, strategy for only $19. So that's what I talked about at the top of the show. Take a look there for those that are visually inclined. Now through May 1st, only $19 to get MLB preview, which is extensive. It's unbelievable. The Masters Guide and the NFL Draft Guide, which we were just talking about. vsin.com/spring. That's what I slipped up on at the top. It's vsin.com/spring for $19. Doesn't get any better than that. Invaluable information as we welcome you back. Michael Lombardi there in Jersey. I'm Patrick Maher here in Vegas. And we are joined by, I'm going to call him a legend, legendary bookmaker Vinny Maliulo, who joins us. What's cracking, VM?
What do you say, guys?
How's How you feeling?
I feel good. I feel good. It's Final Four weekend. How could you not feel good?
We've got the Derby coming up. We've got opening day coming up. We've got the Masters coming up. We've got the Final Four coming. I mean, it's a busy time of year.
No, it's a great time of year and good action. And of course, your graphic up there too. The draft.
Oh! By the way, Michael, because we were talking, Michael and I were discussing, and Michael nailed it. He said 11.5. The book that did drop season win totals here in town. Michael said he thought the Bucks are going to be set at 11.5. I will say that is true. But you should have seen Vinny behind the scenes during the break. I said I told him the book that dropped the season win totals, and he pointed to the screen and he said, "You see that draft order? That's not going to be the same." So basically, you were getting an attitude. Would you like to explain your attitude?
First of all, the only one of the three individuals on the screen with an attitude.
This is fair.
Is non-Italian, but let me just say that what I actually said was, "What's the price?" Mr. Maher, that order that you see right there stays the same between now and draft day. And I think, obviously, it'll change. Not only that, but the next 16 teams. And I also said that the company that put those win totals out, good for them. That's good.
No, you did. He did say good for them. Yes.
I prefer to wait till after. There's too many things that are going to change. Between now, that we've already seen changes, right? And if you look at my point about the draft order is draft needs change. The greatest example most recently was last week with the Chiefs trade and the Dolphins trade. When you look at those two teams, forget about the draft position right now for the moment, but their draft needs change, right? I mean, obviously, the Dolphins' need for a receiver goes away. And you know, the Chiefs, you know, what are they going to do to try to, you know, really overcome what in essence is overcoming the loss of Tyreek Hill? So other trades, other factors are going to come into play, and the ripple effect of things come into the works for regular season wins. The other part about regular season wins that we haven't talked a whole lot about is the schedule. Like, we know who teams are going to play.
Right.
Right? What we don't know is the sequence of those games yet, right? I mean, we don't know if a team is going to crisscross the country, four times
That's
in
right.
5 weeks. What are the buys? What is there going to be a team with a Raiders situation from a few years ago?
From Indy to London.
Where the Raiders circumnavigated the globe more than Magellan, you know? So, I mean, you got all those factors in play. So, to me, you have a basic number. Yeah, and I think, 11.5 on the Bucks, it's right there, right? I mean, you get 17 games. They're clearly the favorites in the division, where a month ago they weren't.
Are they a $3 favorite in the division?
Who was the favorite a month ago? The Atlanta Falcons were.
That's a great point,
right?
That's a great point. And they don't even have the best quarterback.
Yeah. That's right.
So now you have a completely different situation. Are the odds at $3? Yeah, I'd say that's a fair price.
Number.
It might even be higher, actually.
I'm surprised it's not.
If you're going to set the win total at 11.5 to 12. Right, and six of those wins potentially could come out
That's
of
right.
this division. It's probably higher than that when you think about it. So, but again, I think the transition from the coaching standpoint there will be quite smooth. Right, it's not like Bruce Arians is totally going away. Todd Bowles has been there the whole time. I don't think that the coaching change is a detriment at all. If anything, it could. Just keep things the same. Keep the plus. But of course, the big factor is Brady, and who's he going to do? Who's he going to get in terms of recruiting?
Good job, prosecutor. I don't think I can argue with you.
Well, all right.
11.5 is the number.
I do think he makes a great point, though. I think Vinny makes a great point. I think this draft and the way teams have behaved this offseason is there is going to be any maneuvering could not be outside the realm of possibility. I think there's going to, I mean, let's take Carolina, for example. They don't have a 2. They don't have a 3. Do they trade down? I mean,
right.
Do they trade down? Do they pick up extra picks and then pick a quarterback? Maybe. They could certainly do that. There's no need to. They're smart enough to know there's no need to pick a quarterback at 6. I mean, one thing about quarterbacking, the team needs quarterbacks on the board. Nobody picks a quarterback that doesn't need a quarterback in the first round. I mean, what happened with Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre or Green Bay with Jordan Love is not typical. Right, especially in this we see now with Bruce Arians leaving, it's officially 1/3 of the workforce turned over last year. 1/3 of the workforce turnover. Mm-hmm. So when you turn in that card to pick a quarterback and he's not going to play and you're on a hot seat, that seat just got really hot. So to me, I think that we'll see a lot of maneuvering in the top 10.
I think the Giants are in a great spot there. I think there's more of a likelihood, to Michael's point, is it the Panthers that move? Do the Seahawks move? I mean, look at are they satisfied?
They're set at quarterback. They got Drew Lock.
Yeah, that's what you read my mind.
But
so.
We say that, and I'm no Drew Lock fan, but like to me, you picked EJ Manuel in the first round in 2013. I mean, I was in Cleveland in 2013. We desperately needed a quarterback. We had Brandon Weeden, and there was EJ Manuel
no
at any point in the draft. There was just no. I mean, I tried. We went and worked him out. I mean, I wanted to like. There's just no way.
No,
because you couldn't put. You couldn't attach this verbiage to his name. You couldn't say he's going to come in and be a starter. He's going to, he'll be a top 10 player in 5. You couldn't say that. You can't say that with most of these guys that get picked. And so, that's why, Vinny, it's a 25% proposition that you're even going to find one that can play.
No, no question about it. I mean, I think you're seeing situations now where there's so much being asked of these quarterbacks. And do we think that this quarterback class is as strong as the last couple, let's say? So what do you do in terms of trade, and not just moving in, changing position from the quarterback perspective, but from other needs, right? In order to protect that asset too, which is your quarterback too. So I mean, there's still a lot of things that are going to happen in terms of this draft, which is why a lot of the prognosticators, I get it, constantly change they're mocks, right? You have to, because it's such a fluid situation.
Can we just for a second take a step back, Michael Lombardi and Vinny, and think about, Michael, back in the day, the draft was a table with a telephone. Can you believe and put into perspective how this has grown? I mean, we're going to have literal gondolas delivering the players, and you can bet it. We've got a preview. We've got a guide come out. Can you believe how big the draft has gotten?
It's unbelievable. I can, because as a fat kid in college, I would get on that train at 3 a.m. and go take the Long Island into New York and wait in line and pray that I could get in the Sheraton Hotel to see the draft, you know, and to pray that I was able to at least be one of the 500 people they let in. Because you had no, I mean, if I didn't get in, you had to wait for like 2 days later. Remember, Patrick, you're too young to remember this, but there was a time where Vinny and I would get the newspaper and go to the transaction section of the sports page to read about what happened in sports, right? And that was the only way you found out about the draft. That day after, or 2 days after, that transaction section was loaded with, and it had all the draft picks.
Yeah.
There was popularity. They just didn't realize it at the time. And give ESPN credit for I think it's Chet Simmons. I wrote about him in the book, for being able to see the vision of turning names in and people liking it.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, ESPN bringing it to everybody and the league understanding it and agreeing to do it was phenomenal. But to Michael's point, when there were 500, only 500 general managers with their binders, and it was something to see. And I never went because I was too busy. I was at the track studying, but I knew guys that went, and we're like, that. It was their whole. That was their spring. Was like, I'm gonna get. I got to get in. I got to camp out. I'm gonna just hang out and just try to get in. And then that's how you got some information too. But then you waited for the Daily News or the Post, and then the reports that came out, and you're like, oh, okay, is that who they got? Okay, great. But then again, and then quarterbacks that were taken, they had a clipboard automatically, right? I mean, they didn't. Yeah. Very few.
They didn't go.
Went right into the starting role. Very few.
Other than his name is Dan Marino, which we should talk about. The greatest quarterback draft was 83.
Yeah,
but with the there was five of those guys drafted. But it was it was an interesting one. We talk about it when we come back.
Or we could talk about Joey Harrington and the Detroit Lions when they reached. Or we could talk about. I mean, we could go on and on down the line with the Lions.
Wasn't that an actress, Joey Harrington? Wasn't that an actress?
No, that's Kit Harrington. That is from Game of Thrones. But
Thank you,
the dust is settled on college basketball. Well, let's get into it with Vinny in the Final Four next.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay. This is soccer, so Matt Santos is excited. Bet $10 to win $200. Again, officially at BetMGM, simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game if either team scores. Oh, it's not soccer; it's NHL. All right, you can get involved as well. Either team scores a goal, you're gonna win $200 NHL tonight. Also, rewards program, loyalty program. You see it every time you bet like a credit card, you get points over at BetMGM. So again, tonight, $10 moneyline wager. Any team scores a goal on ice, $200 paid for in free bets. 21 years or older, 1-800-GAMBLER if you do have an issue. When I read this and we do have soccer on it is when we're going to get excited. We got MLS going, Michael Lombardi. Okay, Vinny joins us here. I can't get enough of it. I know, I'm a weirdo. Vinny joins us. So quickly, fellas, let's get set up, Michael. It feels like we haven't had college basketball in 20 days because there's so much.
We got a game tonight. I mean, those Texas A&M Aggies, are they playing as good as anybody in the country right now?
A&M.
I mean, I know they kept them out of the tourney, but my Lord, are they playing good. They did yeoman's work on Washington State the other night. They were dominant in that game.
Two teams that were dancing on the bubble tonight, Xavier, A&M. A&M laying 4.5. We'll get to that in just a little bit. Nova and Kansas. So let's get it set up with Vinny Maliulo, and then I want to get into some handle talk as far as the business, because Vinny was telling me some interesting stuff during the break. We'll get to that. Nova, Kansas, Michael, 4, open 3.5, 4, up to 4.5. North Carolina, Duke, open 4, sitting 4. It's 110 up and down as well, so it's not going anywhere. Vinny, I'll start with you on the Final Four.
105 here on the side, well, so we carried it right
corrected.
Started with the Sweet 16 and went right through the Elite Eight, Final Four, and then, of course, on Monday night for the sides on the point spread. It's Kansas. The move on Kansas came right away right after the games were set on Sunday. So open 3 day, late 3, late 3.5, late 4. So 4.5 here. And I think the perception is the depth, really, Kansas has more depth. Villanova, not as much, but I think there'll be some support for Villanova here. I mean, you're talking about a team. We know about the blue bloods about Kansas and North Carolina and Duke, but when you think about it, since Jay Wright's been there, particularly the last 15 years, the last decade, Villanova's as blue-blooded as you're going to get in college basketball. So it's a culture there, and a couple of titles over the course of the last 5 years. So I think there'll be some support for Villanova, but the total on the game, 133, that has not moved. And the money line up to 2-1 from $1.80 right now on the Jayhawks.
You know, living here, obviously, where I'm in Villanova country, and so we get a report from Villanova every single day on the local news. And Jay Wright had an interesting commentary. He's like, look, if this would have happened and we had to play a game the next day, it would be really hard for us to overcome. However, we've had time to prepare for Kansas, and we have time to kind of get our players ready to make up for losing, you know, one of our key components to our championship run. So I think that philosophy and the belief in Jay Wright is going to keep this number. I thought this number would get to 5, 5.5. I think the strength of Jay Wright's coaching is keeping this number below there.
I totally agree. I do think we're going to close 5. I agree.
Yeah, it may go, but I think anybody, you know, looking to bet Villanova is waiting right now to see how much more the public will drive this one. And again, this is the first game on Saturday, 3:09 Pacific.
Yep, and Justin Moore, that injury was also the reason you saw the immediate hit on Kansas, because, you know, I consider him to be their second best player, and he's out with the Achilles.
Yeah, Vinny, what would you have made this line if Moore played?
You know, you're not going to make that much of a difference. And we opened at 3, taking a lot of things into consideration. You might have taken maybe 2, 2.5, Michael. Yeah, it wouldn't have been that much different.
Not a huge difference.
You know, to be honest.
Because what you said, Bill, and I mean, they have won a championship in 16 and 18. It's incredible. Yeah. If I said to you, you know, Bill Self, who wins Big 12s, he's won one natty. I mean, think about what Jay Wright has done at Villanova. 2 in the last 5, 6 years. It's incredible.
Yeah, you know, but it's always good for me. Like last week, I kept asking the question, you know, Purdue's 13-point favorite over St. Peter's. And North Carolina is only 8. But yet, if North Carolina and Purdue played, it would have been a pick 'em 1-point game. Like, that 5-point became more of a what to say, a media myth or a kind of a steamroller and perception. But I think this one, to me, the reason I ask that is because it's almost to quantify perception, right? Like, is the betting public perceiving that Villanova's gone? And I don't think it's the case here.
The public's perception is that, Villanova is short. I mean, and it's all about Kansas here. Plus, they also take into account what Kansas did in the second half of their game last weekend, too. That's what's fresh on their minds. But, again, this is not going to be a runaway train come game day. There'll be Villanova money. It's just a matter of what point the pros can get. Can they get five? Can they get more than that? And that's what they're waiting for right now.
Can I lay a number on Coach K actually levitating above the wood during the game?
Well, he has already, hasn't he? Isn't he walking on air right now?
He is going to levitate. The handle. So it's interesting, Michael. I said during the break to Vinay, I was like, just because I'm getting texts from kids that I haven't talked to in years from college and from Michigan, really as betting becomes more and more mainstream, I said, your handle next year on the NFL is going to be insanity. And he said, well, what about January?
Yeah.
And we were talking about breaking records here as far as the handle. Go ahead.
Well, another record set for February.
January and February. I apologize.
Remember, so if you look at, and the Nevada Gaming Control Board published numbers, and there are numbers published from around the country, and New York was number one in February, and New Jersey two, and Nevada number three in terms of handle. So when you look at, well, again, we pay attention to everything, but, there's blackjack, craps, roulette, baccarat, and, of course, penny slots, which are the most popular slots this time of year. Sports won, okay, almost $31 million. That's off of $781 million in handle. Now, remember, February, too, driven by the NFL playoffs, especially and the Super Bowl in particular, which was higher this year by $21 million. We broke the previous record by $21 million. No doubt next year for 22 and into 23, I think we'll continue to see records around the country. And remember, 5 years ago when VSiN was born, sports betting was becoming more mainstream. That's the becoming is out. Sports betting is mainstream now. It's accepted. It's part of just about every broadcast. You can't really watch a sporting event without a reference of some kind.
Thank goodness.
Either in-game, pre-game, in-game propositions and things like that. So, good. It's great. It's terrific. It's an industry that we've watched
makes
grow
talking,
over the years.
It makes talking about sports an adult conversation, Michael. Yeah. The triviality back in the day, we used to have the Patriots dominating, taking on the Dolphins, and people I think the Patriots are going to win this. Yes, we understand that, but can we make it more sophisticated, the conversation, and that's what it's done.
No doubt. I mean, we have to. I mean, that's what people want to know. I mean, people want to know, and they're not. And the one thing I've learned through doing this is that they're not necessarily going to go with your picks. They want to reinforce what they believe, one way or the other.
Yeah.
And I think that's ultimately what our job is to provide information. And people typically make their own decisions anyway.
Yeah, they're looking for confirmation bias. They're looking for you to confirm their bias. Penny slots, 282. Who is throwing
pennies
like that?
I didn't even know they had
pennies
around. I mean, I got a bunch of pennies in my car. I didn't even know there's pennies around.
Penny slots.
Mostly.
But because, when you're not walking up with Abe Lincoln's head and dropping just Abe. There's a lot of pennies in a dollar,
Well,
you know that, right?
And also behind the scenes a little bit, pull back the curtain. Michael Gaughan, we got to give him so much props because this studio we're sitting in right here, VSiN, they eliminated some of the slots so we could set it up here, and it's worked out for everybody.
Yeah, it was a great conversation. When I walked in his office with Jimmy Vaccaro that day and said, I have this great idea. He said, what is it? I said, given how valuable casino floor real estate is, why don't we move 50 slot machines out and put a studio in?
Yeah. And he said, Vinny, are you drunk?
He said, there's no drinking on duty.
There he is. Maliulo, by the way, NBA playoffs quicker than you think. We got the play-in coming up in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. How's the handle been so far with the NBA?
NBA's still strong. I think what'll make it even stronger during the playoffs is particularly the first rounds is that there'll be a lot more certainty as to who's playing and who's not playing.
Yeah.
I think people get frustrated with the constant who's in and
load
out of the lineup.
Load management, as you say.
So, but a lot of cross-sport action. And, by the way, let's just clarify, too. Duke went from 4.5 down to 4. They took the points initially with North Carolina.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
That last 20 minutes, kind of your version of load management, huh? Did you think?
Yep.
Yes, Vinny. No, Vison Vinny, he's the best. Thank you very much, Vinny.
Good to be with you guys always.
Speaking, we talked about it.
Thanks, Vinny.
The 76ers and Pistons tonight. Got 5 in the association. We'll talk about that next. Coming up here, Vison.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.